News analyst Daniel Shore has been following the latest negotiations in the Middle East.
The Egyptian brokered effort for renewal of the Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire that collapsed last August failed yesterday in Cairo. The newest Palestinian prime minister, Ahmed Kouria, was ready for a ceasefire, but the militant Hamas and Islamic Jihad were not. In Israel, some of the governing Likud party are ready for unilateral withdrawal from most of the West Bank and Gaza, but the more hawkish are not. The deepening factional divisions on both sides, with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's popularity down below 40%, underscore the near bankruptcy of the decade of the peace process, so-called. And they help to explain why the freelance effort of a group of Israelis and Palestinians out of power has stirred so much excitement in the region and beyond. In the Geneva Accord, so-called, Yossi Beilin, the former Israeli Minister of Justice, and Yasser Abed Rabo, the former Palestinian Information Minister, have boldly stepped in where most politicians fear to tread. They have addressed what Israeli author Amos Oz calls the radioactive core of the conflict. These are the issues of permanent borders, division of Jerusalem, and the return of Palestinian refugees and their descendants. The accord does not speak of a right of return, but of a comprehensive solution of the refugee problem outside the borders of Israel. These are the kinds of issues on which previous peace efforts have foundered, even when, or especially when, they seem closest to success. The unofficial accord is not so much a formula for marriage as a formula for a civilized divorce between two peoples locked in a violent embrace. It suggests a process that is not top-down, but bottom-up, intended to generate enough pressure from the war-weary on both sides to force the hands of their failed leaders. This is Daniel Shore.